You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 19, verse 12 to 14. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret fault. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It is quite touching when you meet somebody who is very sincere with God. In this day of hypocrisy, here in the Psalms, we see a servant of God who is very sincere with God. He's not interested in what people think about him. He's not interested in pleasing people, in trying to form Christianity before people, but inwardly or secretly or privately is a ravenous wolf. This is not the kind of person. He said that who can understand his errors? Who can understand all his errors? Who can know all the ways he has gone wrong? There is none of us that can understand all our errors. None of us. There are things that I had done a week ago, a month ago, that I never gave thought to it that I did something wrong. And then the Holy Spirit, a month later, will bring the matter up. And I'll find myself saying, Lord, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. He said, who can know, who can understand his errors, plural. He says, cleanse me from my secret fault. Fault that I may not even know. Fault that I may not consider that it is a fault. He says, cleanse me from it. That means this person is desirous to please God. This is not somebody that is trying to please men. Today, I see people who are indulging in sin but are careful for people not to know. And those ones, they are not interested in working with God. But this is the kind of man I want to emulate. He is focusing on himself. He is focusing on his own heart. He says, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Don't let me do things that I thought they are right, not knowing that I'm living in sin. I'm just practicing sin. He said, Lord, keep me. Now, look at it. It's so interesting. Verse 14, he says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Anybody that is truly concerned about the meditation of his heart is truly concerned about pleasing God. It's not these days that people are playing church. You see a man come on the pulpit to come and preach. Yeah, this man is a wicked fellow at home. This man is a wicked man in the office. You see a woman leading prayer, leading praises. Yet she's an immoral woman. She's a terrible woman. You know, full of hypocrisy. But here is somebody that is even concerned about the thought of his own heart. You think this kind of a person is now going to be pretending in church or pretending before the brethren? No, certainly not. Because this person wants to please God in his inner man. When we have the desire to please God in our inner man, we will please God before men. We will be genuine before men because we are genuine before God. It is people who are not genuine before God that are trying to be genuine before men, which is foolishness, just a waste of time. It is better to be genuine before God. When you are genuine before God, you'll be genuine before men. Are you concerned about the thought and the intent of your heart? Do you know that is the origin of our actions? The thought and the intent of your heart, your imaginations, are they pure before God? Are your intentions pure before God? Are the thought and imaginations of your heart pure before God? This is a man that is seeking and say, Lord, even the way I think, even the motive behind my thought and the intention behind my motive, Lord, I want it to be pleasing unto you. I want it to be such that as you behold my heart, you are happy what is going on in my heart. Can God look at your mind and be happy? Will you be ashamed if God had to put his light to check your heart and say, let's look at what he's thinking? If God will amplify your thought, your heart, and put it on the screen, will you be ashamed? So the psalmist was praying. He said, let the thought and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. In your sight. This is not an hypocrite. This is somebody that wants to please God. This is somebody that cares about his presence before God than his performance before men. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.